I am profoundly grateful to the Almighty God for granting us life and granting us the opportunity to share fellowship with you. Thank you, Senior Pastor, the Reverend Dr. Martin Obin, my dear brother and colleague. Thank you, Associate Pastors. Thank you to the council members, the leadership of this church, and the entire congregation for extending this warm invitation to us. Today, we are here to meditate on a very, very important theme: Jesus at our side. Jesus at our side. And my text is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 24, verse 36. And it reads, as they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said, peace be unto you. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said, peace be unto you. My dear Christian friends, today is the second Sunday after Easter. And once again, we have been offered an opportunity to reflect on the post-resurrection appearances of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The previous Sunday focused on the special account recorded in John's Gospel, namely Jesus' appearances to the disciples and then to Thomas, as recorded in the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. A sequel to the account on the appearance to Mary Magdalene. That is a key text. John 20, 11 to 18. Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. And according to the longer version of Mark's gospel, Mark chapter 16, verse 9, we are told that this is the Mary from whom Jesus had cast out seven demons. Seven demons. What a savior. What a Lord who transforms people's circumstances. When they say seven demons have been cast out of you, it means that you are in total depravity. Your life is so wretched. There appears to be no hope for you. There appears to be no prospects for you. But all of a sudden, Jesus transforms the life of this lady and appears to her after the resurrection. My prayer is that the Lord who turns around our circumstances for the better and even for the best will also reveal himself to you. He will speak to you. He will speak into your circumstances. He is indeed the God who transforms comprehensively. He is indeed the God who offers hope in situations of hopelessness. He is the God who sheds light into situations where you think that you are in total darkness and there is no way out for you. But he will come and speak and say, peace be unto you. He is a risen Savior. And he is with us. The resurrection is such a certainty that according to our gospel accounts, Jesus appeared to a number of his followers. This was experienced by early Christian witnesses. By the gospel accounts, especially in Luke and John, we know of the Emmaus experience, those two disciples who had been conversing and talking about those events that are taking place. And then Jesus suddenly appears to them. And the way he engaged them, they thought he was ignorant. He was, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? Don't you know? Haven't you heard about these things? Haven't you heard about these things? And the gospel reading that has been assigned to us for today is actually a sequel to this Emmaus road experience. And then Jesus appears to the disciples according to John's account, John chapter 21, verses 1 to 14, by the Sea of Tiberias. And he leaves no stone unturned in assuring them that he is indeed the risen Savior. He is alive. He comes to them, and then the disciple whom Jesus loved said, "It is the Lord." He recognizes him. It is the Lord. It is none other than the Lord. At another occasion, Thomas, who was in doubt, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and the wound, I decide I will not believe it. And then Jesus appears to him and said, "Thomas, look at me. That's me. That's me. That's me. The Lord Jesus. My Lord and my God." Oh, that is my prayer for all of us, that we would recognize the appearance of the risen Savior, that he is with us, and that we would not be in doubt, but we will affirm by his grace and say, "My Lord and my God." For he is indeed the risen Savior. This is the Savior who, according to the account in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 10, appeared to Cephas. And then he also appeared to the 12. And then he appeared to more than 500 believers. And then he appeared to James. And then he appeared to all the apostles. And then he appeared to Paul himself. He said, "For I am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am who I am, and his grace in me has not been in vain." Paul, the persecutor of the church, is transformed. His life is transformed as the Lord comes to him, as the Lord touches him. "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." And for that, his life was never the same. I pray that the Lord will speak to you. The Lord will speak into your situation and transform your life. And then you will become a brand new person from within and from without. Because when he transforms us, it is comprehensive. It is comprehensive. Jesus at our side. He comes to us in order to bring us peace. He proclaims peace unto us. In a world of turbulence, in a world of uncertainty, in a world of chaos, in a world when we listen to the media and watch it, we are so saddened. Israelis and Palestinians, very sad story. Tragedy of tragedies. Hamas carries over 1,000 Israelis, and now over 32,000 Palestinians have to lose their lives. None of them is right. None of them is right. We need peace in our world. We need peace in our world. There is too much uncertainty. People who have been displaced, look at Sudan. Look at Ethiopia. Look at skirmishes in Nigeria. Look at Burkina Faso, our neighboring countries. And even within our own country, this is an election year. And you can imagine what is happening among the various political parties. But I want to assure you and let you know that Ghana is more important than our political parties. We should think first and foremost about Ghana, the peace of Ghana. Nobody is saying that you shouldn't join a political party. But think about Ghana, the welfare of Ghana. Pray for the peace of Ghana. Pray that we will pool our resources together as a nation. Pray for wisdom for our leadership, that they will see through the issues and allow God to lead them so that the fortunes of this nation will be transformed. This nation has been blessed immensely. We are truly blessed. Material and human resources. We should not lack anything. And you go forward. IMF bailout. When you have more than 100 times that money in the country, whose fault is it? It's because we have not been truthful. It's because we think too much about ourselves. My prayer is that Christians will arise and shine because the Lord who is risen has appeared to us and he says, peace be unto you. When he says, peace be unto you, he enables you to be at peace with God and with your fellow human beings so that you will live a life of uprightness. That is our prayer. That is our prayer. My dear Christian friends, the resurrected Christ comes to us to show that he does not despise our material circumstances. The life that we live here on earth is also important for him. That is why he partook of the meal. He ate in their presence. Contrary to teachings that were going on that Jesus only appeared to have risen in bodily form. But the truth of the matter is that this is the Lord who comes to us in our material circumstances, in our material situation, in our physical state. But then he transcends our physical realm of existence. He points us to a higher realm of existence. But the fact that Jesus could identify with the disciples and appear to them is also a strong proof that we should be careful about the way we handle the gifts that God has given to us. The gifts that God has given to us. Let us make good use of them. Let us take good care of our bodies. Let us take good care of our health. It is very, very important. But beyond that, let's remember that God in Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is preparing a new body for us. He is preparing a new realm of existence for us. And it is for those who have indeed listened to the words of the risen Christ, heard his voice, and obeyed him. May we be obedient on this risen Lord, so that when he speaks to us, we can hear and obey. Because in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21, Paul is telling us, but our citizenship is in heaven. And from there we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. That's what we are told. And the account that we heard from 1 John is that, see what manner of love that he has loved us. Look at how the Lord has touched us and transformed us. It does not yet appear what we shall become. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. May the Lord grant us the grace to be like him. May the Lord grant us the grace to be constantly transformed from one degree of glory to another. That is what the resurrection signifies. Colossians 3 to 4 assures us that our life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then we shall also appear with him in glory. Paul takes pains to explain the nature of the resurrection body in 1 Corinthians 15, 35 to 49. Finally, my dear Christian friends, we are also witnesses and ambassadors of this experience with the resurrected Christ. We are to proclaim the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins. That is our mandate. That when we have heard this risen Christ, when we have met him, when we had been transformed, as he did transform Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. I don't know what your burden is. I don't know what your challenge is. But God knows everything through and through. He will touch you, and then he will give you a message of repentance and forgiveness of sins. And a message of empowerment by the Holy Spirit for righteous living. That is what really matters. We are not called to proclaim half-baked, deceptive theologies of prosperity gospel, that everything shall be okay, it shall be well, it shall be well, it shall be well. Your miracles are on the way. I mean, you know, these type of messages. Yes, God works miracles, but he works in our day-to-day circumstances, in our challenges, through our trials, through our sorrows, through our difficulties. God is still at work. The risen Christ is still with us. Even in our difficulties, even in our problems, he is with us. He transcends our challenges. Let us lean on him, and he will never disappoint us. He will speak into our situation. May the Lord grant us the grace that even as we reflect on these post-resurrection events, we will allow the risen Christ to touch us, and that by the power of his Holy Spirit, grant us the grace to truly repent in order to receive the message of his forgiveness, his assurance of forgiveness, and to live a righteous life, because Ghana is in need of men and women of integrity who can turn the fortunes of this nation. It is only character. It's all about character. If we do not have good character, if we do not cultivate the grace of God and the character of God in our lives, no matter how much money is pumped into this country, we can pump all the world, Ghana may not make any progress. But God is looking for people whose lives have been transformed, and he's looking up to you, he's looking up to me. May you not disappoint the Lord. May God help us so that we will stand tall and allow him to use us as instruments of positive transformation in our communities to the glory of his name. We ask, we do all this in the name of the triune God, who alone is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be upstanding as we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, invisible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who speak by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated.